It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on the law of attraction. It's important to understand that likes attract likes when it comes to the law of attraction. So whatever it is that you are trying to attract in your life, trying to save your relationship, trying to increase your business, trying to make more sales, whatever it is you're focused on, you need to become the same vibrational energy that you're trying to attract. Now, think about this. Let's take a relationship, for example. When you fell in love, did you fall into fear? Did you fall into doubt? Did you fall into anxiety? Did you fall into anger? Did you fall into hatred? Did you fall into loneliness? Did you fall into despair? No. You fell into love. And you began loving the person that you were with. And they started loving you. And the two of you were vibrating very close together. If your vibrations weren't exactly the same, they were harmonious. And they were both pretty much on the same wavelength. Then over a period of time, you started changing your vibration. Or your partner started changing his or her vibration. And things changed. Or there was an incident, and that incident caused an immediate crack in the bubble. That happens oftentimes with adultery and those kinds of things. There's an immediate crack in the bubble of the relationship, and now two people are vibrating at whole different levels. Because the person that committed the adulterous act started vibrating at a different level when they chose to do that. And the person who was the victim of it, you know, once they found out, they started vibrating at a completely different level as well. Do you see what I'm saying? And this happens in business as well. It happens in every area of life. Whatever it is that you want to attract, you need to be vibrating at that level. As a great mystic once said, you must become a perfect container for the energy that it is that you want to hold. Then, as we create more space between outcome and reality, in other words, reality says it's not going to happen. You two aren't getting back together. Your business isn't going to succeed. Your health isn't going to improve. That's what reality says. But if you listen to reality, if you only look at reality, you will make decisions on reality, and they will not be decisions that follow your heart and your soul and your dreams. They will be decisions in the opposite direction. So it takes a little bit of practice. It's a challenge. But all of a sudden, you have to look in the opposite direction of reality. Reality is saying one thing, but your heart, your soul, your passion, your intentions, they're saying something else. You've got to look at that. That's what you keep your focus on. And you eliminate words like impossible. You know what impossible means? Impossible means you are not vibrating at the level to attract what it is you desire. That's all it means. So let's take, for example, something that was absolutely impossible at one time. And that was sending a man to the moon. Now, those of you who are in a younger generation who were born after, I think it was 1969, it's just part of your history book that we put a man on the moon. But those of you who were raised before 1969, you remember what it was like when the idea of putting a man on the moon seemed about as absurd as anything you could think of. It seemed completely, totally, utterly impossible. And then the Russians put a dog into space, and the space race began. And John F. Kennedy said, "We are going to put a man on the moon in 10 years or less, not because it's easy. That's not the reason we take the challenge. We take the challenge because it is hard." Nobody said it's going to be easy saving your relationship. Nobody said it's going to be easy building a business. Nobody said it's going to be easy becoming a millionaire. Nobody said that. No one. Whether it's easy or not, you know, those two become beliefs that we can talk about. But the truth of the matter is that if you want something bad enough, if you're hungry enough for it, if you desire it enough, you will manifest it. You will attract it. And that's what you've got to keep your focus on. And so you don't even look at reality. You don't look at what's going on. You don't look at gravity and say, how are we going to put a man on the moon? We can't even get outside the Earth's atmosphere. We don't even have the technology for it. You don't look at that. You look at your soul. You look at your heart. And you say, I believe I can do this. My name is Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We have helped people all over the world create incredible miracles in their life. I'm talking about people have gone from, you know, small dreams to becoming millionaires. We're talking about people that were separated for long periods of time and are back together now and happier than ever before. We're talking about people that have had severe illnesses. The doctor said no hope, that are still up and kicking and living and enjoying life. I want you to consider putting the entire power of the law of attraction to work for you. I want you to consider putting it to work in your life. You deserve your miracle. There is nothing impossible. Nothing. You can have the money you desire, the love you crave. You can have it all, but you have to take action. Look us up on the web at Law of Attraction Solutions and come to our website. Fill out a miracle mentoring application and let us call you and talk to you and give you 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Try it out. See if it will work for you. Discover how easy it is to change your life overnight and begin attracting what it is you really desire. Law of Attraction Solutions. Look us up. Come visit us. We thank you for it. We respect you for it because you're one of the few that want more out of life than the ordinary. You want the extraordinary. We'll be right back after this.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
There is nothing impossible to him who will try. That's Alexander the Great. You have to set out an intention. If you want the law of attraction to work for you, you have to be willing to create an intention. Send out a flare into the universe. Light it up. And don't be afraid to follow through on your dreams, your ideas, your word, the things that are important to you. There is nothing impossible to the person who will try. Alexander the Great. I'm thinking about Albert Einstein right now. You know, here's a guy who gave us the theory of relativity. One of the greatest minds of all times. Yet this man didn't speak until he was 4 years old. His teachers thought he was lazy. He was a daydreamer. Yet he was perhaps the most successful scientist of his time. He came from the impossible, the world of the impossible, to the world of the probable. You can too. Jim Carrey. I love Jim Carrey. His movies are exciting. They're fun. He's a great comedian. Most people don't know that Jim Carrey was homeless, that his father was a musician who went from struggling to downright poor, that for a period of time he was living in a van with his family, and that he had to drop out of school to help support the family. Now, anybody looking at a 15-year-old boy who dropped out of school, living in a van, would have said, pretty impossible that this guy's going to be earning $20 million a movie someday. You see, there's nothing impossible, is there? When you put the power of the law of attraction to work for you, anything you desire, you can manifest. Ben Franklin dropped out of school at the age of 10. He was self-taught. He didn't go to school, so he taught himself. He created bifocals, swim fins, the lightning rod. He became one of the founders of the United States of America. And he became, I believe, our first Secretary of State. He actually created the post office. Ben Franklin was an extraordinary individual. Very colorful. Nobody would have bet on Ben Franklin as a young man. He made the impossible possible in his life. How about Vincent van Gogh? Now, here's an interesting character because he only sold one painting in his entire life out of 900 works of art. 900. He only sold one. But he is proof. He is proof that you don't need external validation to do what's important in your life. All you need is a strong inner soul, a strong direction. I'm here to tell you folks that you're wasting time. You're burning daylight. You can have the life you desire through the power of the law of attraction. So I hope you'll come and visit us at Law of Attraction Solutions. We want to be here to help you to achieve everything you desire. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. And remember, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's absolutely free. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.